one of them. Not too early, but that's what we need. Rabosai, we have a major issue here. The Gemara says in the Masechta Krisus, which is cited here in Tosis in the Masechta Ksuvos, on the Pam and base. Stop again, going back a little bit. If you look at Tosis, the last Tosis on Hamid Beis, they quote Croesus, you test in the base. You saw this yesterday on the screen. We have a Shimon Hol Makaka the Chabura Chayev, Misasik Nami Chayev. You want to know why a Makaka and Misasik the same, and Ena Miskaven is not the same. Because in Al Gemara you get an impression that Ena Miskaven is voted by Chabura. Look at the fundamental answer. That Misasik Shim Miskaven the Malacha. Don't you look up what I was fighting with? I was fighting with the Sifta. Miskaven Malacha, in my opinion, means the Melechas Iser. I try to bring you right from the Tosfos Rosh, if you recall from yesterday. Nonetheless, it's a special Teres HaKosef. You wanted Mechuba A, you got Mechuba B. You wanted to do an Aveir, but it's a different Aveir. That's the din of Misasik the Melechas Machsheves. And therefore, we say that is not applicable to the Melech of Chabura. Why? Because Mekako doesn't apply by Chabura. How do you know that? From Mila. You need a pasuk to be mata mila, even though mila is considered to be a mekalka. So what do you need a pasuk for? Because mekalka b'chabura would be chayim. That's a Shimon's opinion, Rabosai. Therefore, the same as mekalka doesn't apply to chabura, nor does misasik. Which misasik? We saw yesterday there are two misasiks. There's misasik of kol Torah kul derived from the pasuk boh, and then there's misasik of Shabbos from lechus machshavus. It's the latter one does not apply to chabura. And that's why it depends upon Mekalkel. Ain't a Miskaven, has nothing to do with Mekalkel whatsoever. Fine, sure. However, I'll say we saw the Tosfos already a few times. The question then became, what about a Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa? So Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, we saw a Gemara in Sanhedrin yesterday, Mefurish, that it applies even to Chabur. Problem is, there are some Rishonim, Chaim had a whole bunch of Rishonim you started quoting, who learned the simple real chagiga nafiyut that melacha shein tzricha l'gufa is also derived from melechus machshavus. And then the question becomes, checkmate, let's put two and two together. If melacha shein tzricha is derived from melechus machshavus, which is a machloikus, I told you Pnei Yeshua says, based on Tzadi Dalbis and our Tosfos, that this in fact does not come from melechus machshavus. But there is shown klar, based on one simple real chagiga nafiyut, that Lechash Mach, that Ainshul Guf is derived from Lechash Machshavs. There's another Gemara, Klar, that what? Ainshul Guf applies to Chabura. Even according to Shimon, the Pashim Chat in the Gemara, even though the Kaka of Chabura would be Chayim, Ainshul Guf of Chabura is Pashim. So then you pay Dal, going over to pay Hay. It's against our Tosis. Our Tosis says the same way, it's against the Gemara command. The Gemara says, with the Kaka of Chabura, Chayim, so too, Misasek. Why not Ainshul L'Gufa as well? If they're all derived from the same source of Melechus Machshavus, so there's a Ra'ah. Chol v'tzor l'kabel b'v'kam alam adam v'beis shu m'kalkel gomor shi m'loch ha'tzricha l'gufa. It's not comparable to Chol v'gum v'tzor l'yafra with the m'loch ha'tzricha l'gufa. Here it's tzricha l'gufa. Pasav evshel l'guma b'lo afra l'afra b'lo guma. Avakani Evsha is ever those there. She Evsha the Dab below Chabur, below the Ephel below Havara. Afa Pisha in the circle also Malacha. Elevishul Achar as the Yosa. Have a Malacha, Tzricha the Gufa. Because this will be Tzricha the Gufa. That is, it is Tzricha the Gufa. Sure. Fine, so far so good. Uba Hapligi Rabbi Abo, Rabbi Yochanan. Keep the names in mind. Rabbi Abo and Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yabo Sovar, the Kol Mekalkel Chabura Vahav Oro, the Rabbi Shimon came with the Mekalkel Chai V'Rachmano Kol Shkenu Lo Bina Melacha Tzricha L'Gufa U'Michayev Li'Olam. Ah, and therefore what? Rabbi Yabo is the one who says that no din of Melechus Machshavus whatsoever applies to Chabur. Not Mekalkel, And if not misase, and not ein tzricha legufa. In the krisus, I mean the parak sabik achal harach lechabura, hold mekal kachayim esasik namichayim, asya karabi abo. That's Rabbi Abba's opinion. But not everyone agrees with Rabbi Abba. Clearly, who disagreed with him? Rabbi Yochanan. Now, who was Rabbi Yochanan? Where's Rabbi Yochanan? In this paragraph, you don't find Rabbi Yochanan here at all. You have to look earlier, the Gemara, to see where Rabbi Yochanan is found. Right, Rabbi Yochanan is found in Shabbos, true. Ikra v'sechat Shabbos, Taf Kuvav. Okay? Shubin Machayev, he also said a whole discussion of why that happens to be true. Okay? Tonaka Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan say, no! Chol l'mava ein ha-mishnah. What does that mean? That you chayev all the time? Not true. Not true. Not true. Ein ha-chayev elem ken ha-sem loch ha-tzricha l'gufa. Where, who says Makalka Bachabura Bavaras Chayav Yosef Mishah Makalkalin? Where do you get it from? Mimila Ubas Kayan. Mila's Chabura Bavaras Bas Kayan is Havara. Came and she came. Ainachalod Nalakayotibin. The Ainachabor Lachidusho. Maosa Makalkal. The Vadai Makalkalu. The Tikkun Chutzagufo. This will cost the Shimaka Vishnaliel. Ali Malacha Tzricha Lagufo. Sharet Saruchu, Lamal also Tina, Kulavash also Psila, Lisaf also Isha, Av Kolchovalu Mavre Chayotze Ben Chayav, Av Al Pishu Makaka, Vuhu, Shete also Malacha Tzricha Lugufa. You have to have Tzricha Lugufa. Okay? This is what he's saying. It needs to be Tzricha Lugufa. I presumably work with an assumption that Tzricha Legufa is also coming from where? From Meleches Machshavos. It doesn't matter. Tzricha Legufa is a requirement. This is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Goes according to whom? Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara in Krisus goes according to whom? Rabbi Abba. So the question the Torah raises of Ayin Hei, which I say, a steer in two Gemaras. You're right. It's a Machlokas two Gemaras. Because the Machlokas Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yochanan. That's, in effect, what the Ra'ah says. He doesn't spell it out in such clear language, but I told you I had this beautiful sentence called the Siv Chaim, and he's the one who points out that that's what the Ra'ah is basically saying. I'll read it to you again. This is in the discussion of Tzricha L'Gufa. Malacha Tzricha L'Gufa starts here on page Shin Chav Dalit. We quote the Pnei Yeshua again. The machloikas, whether it's based upon Lechus Machshavos or not. And he quotes the Ramban, it's based upon Lechus Machshavos, the Feirish, Ramban and Lafkuvov. So we're stuck with the Kasha Tarsus Shabbos of Ayin Hei, which there's no answer. Again, let's repeat the question, why Malach Hashem Yitzchik Lugufa, Pat is Pot of Echobel Umavir? Why is it different than Misasek and Mekalkel? After all, they're all derived from the same source. So it's like this. If you look at the Ramban and Afkavav, and the Machlokas between Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Abba holds Kol HaKalkel and Pturin except for Chovel Umavir. Rabbi Yochanan says even Chovel Umavir, etc., etc. The Ramban is explained according to Rabbi Shimon. Ein Tzricha Legufa is Potter. And the question is, what's the din of Ein Tzricha Legufa by Chovel Umavir? Does Rabbi Shimon agree that you'd be chayiv in that as well? That's the shaila. That's the shaila. So how do they explain? Rabbi Abba holds, I'm just giving you a verb. That like this. Just like the kalkel is chayiv v'chol v'lom avir, so too ain't tzricha l'gufa. They both derive from lechus machshavos. Same as the kalkel, same as misasek, same as everything. Increase up your test. That's Rabbi Abba. We saw that. That's this paragraph. There are two paragraphs of both of them. This paragraph is Rabbi Abba, we saw. And Rabbi Yochanan, we saw in the previous paragraph, disagrees. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan, Pauli, Ein l'chabo l'chidusho. Rabbi Osai, Ein l'chabo l'chidusho. Here's that language right in front of you. A And then, watch this. Rak mekalkel chayev. Masha enkein. Masha enkein. Malacha shen tzricha legufa potter. After tarvayu yalfina mimalechas machsheves. Vikomakon beis in yonimen. Rak mekalkel nischadesh techayev. Masha enkein malacha shen tzricha legufa potter. There's a shaper yafinim memalechas machshevas the tur, and he quotes the Ra'ah in Baba Kama daf lamed dalad and the base holds like the Ramban. I the Gemara increased up your testament base. Who is that going to? It goes according to Rabbi Abba. We don't pass in that way. We don't pass in that way. We don't pass in that way. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Ain lechavol lechidusho. Only mekalkel was knocked out. Both sides opposed to Miss Asek ain't Tzrichah L'Gufa, which is Potter, even by Chovel U'Mavir. The Ramban sounds that way. So therefore, the question of Tosfos and Shabbos INA is no kasha. Why? You're passing Rabbi Yochanan. Please start your test. It's Shaloka Locha. And therefore, ain't Tzrichah L'Gufa applies to Chovel U'Mavir, both sides. Miss Asek is also Potter, and what should we add? So what? It goes back to our question of the diabetic. So again, not everyone agrees with this opinion of the Ramban and the Ra'ah, etc., etc. That's what emerges from his analysis of here in the statement of the Sif Chaim, Malacha Tzricha L'Gufa, Siman Aleph Oz Dalet, page Shimcha Vav and Zayin. Please feel free to look it up. So Tosis got stuck. They have to learn that ancient Lugufa is not derived from Malachas Machshevas. And if it is, you get stuck with no Teres Nafai and Hay. Rabban says, no, it's Malachas Machshevas. Only the Kalkel, not ancient Lugufa, Mesasik, or Shino, etc. Ad Kan Rabosan. Anyone with me so far? This is a beautiful summation of what we spoke about a little towards the end of the Shia yesterday. Fine? Fine. We did mention the question of what is the link, if at all, between Ms. Asek and Eina Miskabe. And the reason that this has to be some kind of a link, just to remind you, just to show you the, what we saw yesterday in Shir, just to chazer again a little bit. Taught the laws of patience over here. Okay. So we had seen already yesterday, we'll see it again today. Let's first see this toast. This is the toast that has the kasha with no teretz at the end of this kasha. Tema. We saw Pekama de Chagiga, the Yud Mashma, or the pot there of Shimon Melach and Tzir Legufa, Haile Meshun de Boy Melach and Smach Shevitz. In Shabbos Tadidah, they backed out from that. So the Gemara is not so clear. If you're going on the kalk alone, which is against the Mefurish Gemara and Sanhedrin, they get stuck with no teretz. So one of two things has to give. Either this is not true. That's not based on the Machshavas, based upon a separate of Mimishka. That's why it's in Shabbos Sadi Dali. Or the other thing is not true, namely that again. Either it's not true if that's derived from Lechem Machshavas, but it's derived from Mishkan, Tzadi Dalet. The other thing that's maybe not true is, this Gemara, Rabbi Osai, in Sanhedrin, that Pei Dalet, that says that Ensi Olegufa is Potter, is inconsistent with the Gemara in the Sechta Krisus. That's the base of the whole question. Right? Whole Mekaka B'chabura, Misasik Nami Chayev, quote up here, they ask the following question. Should be Chayev Ensi Olegufa the same as Misasik. He says, no. You pass the Rabbi Yochanan against this Gemara increases your test. And Misasik would be Chayav. And Ensi Legufa would be Chayav. Excuse me. The Gemara suggests it should be chayav. We pass him this asik would be potter, and Tzvicha L'Gufa is potter, and the Shinu is potter. That's the territory of the Ra'ah and the Baba Kama. So the two ways out of discussion. Once we're here, this previous toast, Ms. Asik, Shema, Hi, Ms. Asik, Lav Dafka. So Ms. Asik, B'chabur is chayav. So what's going on over here? So what does it really mean? What does it really mean over here? What does it really mean? Ms. Asik, the Hochai, the Dabba Shena, Ms. Kamei. Came then to Ms. Kamei, the Kala, Melocha, Mutter. I feel the Bechabura, because it didn't call it Torah Kula. Kalayim, Nazir, as we saw, we're in our toast. It's fine. I asked you the question yesterday, so why is it that the Gemara refers to Dabba Shena Miskavan with the word Misasik? You get an impression from here that the two terms have some kind of a connection. Some kind of a connection. That's our shiur today, to explore what Misasik means, what Eina Miskavan means, what any connection might be between them. It's very, very important to understand what these concepts are all about. So we already pointed out yesterday in shiur, okay, we read together the Torah of the Sefer Shavuos, and now you test them in Aleph, that there are two kinds of misasek. One is a misasek of Kol HaTorah Kula, and one is a misasek of Shabbos. What's a misasek of Kol HaTorah Kula? Boh, prat the misasek, where you think that what you're doing is mutter. You think it's hetter gomer, you're making a mistake, it's hetter gomer. Right? We'll see soon whether it's an aveir or not, we'll get to that. But when you think you're doing hetter gomer, that's the Mesazik of Kol HaTorah Kula. Mesazik of Shabbos, you think you're doing Isser A, and you end up doing Isser B. That's no Ptura by Kol HaTorah Kula. It's only part of where? By Shabbos. Oh. Well, that was not Shabbos. Fine. That's a Tosis in a few places, Shabbos. I am based, you may have seen, you saw the Shavuot Sefer Yetzias. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. Although, in this respect, the Tosis has many allies, who all assume that if I think something is mutter, by definition it's called misasik of Kol HaTorah Kula, Rashi says no. That's called a shogeg. What's the case of misasik of Rashi? Only if you mix up two items. You mix up two items. Rashi learns, if you mean this item, you're called a shogeg. If you mix up two items, that's called a misasik. Rashi's mefarish. Rashi is the Farish. The same sugi over there in the Sefer Krisus. We saw yesterday, we saw the Gemara. I'm not sure if we saw this Rashi yesterday. Rashi is a very logical shita. Rashi is always logical, but there's many Rishonim who argue. We'll analyze this as we go. What's misasek? Kegon chelev is shuman lefanav. V'noda shezeh chelev is a shuman. V'niskav alechol shuman. V'hibrit lemokom acher. You know, I'm watching the shuman, and you start talking to me. I get a little distracted. And I get distracted, my hand, yesterday she happened twice, my hand went on the wrong button on the computer. Remember it happened two times? That's called misasik, going to Rashi, because I looked a little aside, I pressed the wrong button. I looked a little to the wrong side, and I pick up the chelev instead of the shuman. That's misasik. Inami, chelev v'chelev lefanav, v'savar shu shuman, v'niskaven lechol chaticha zu, v'yochol azu. That's the... We call that the Misasik of Shabbos. Right. He applies even to a case of Chela, which we'll see. Lo dama the shogeg. The shogeg ha'inish in the sky and the chatichos u'atzma. Avosom v'shu shuma. Rashi, if you think this is mutter, that's not called Misasik. You ate the piece you wanted to eat. In these two cases, you ate the piece you didn't want to eat. Either because your hand slipped, right? And... you just mixed up. Big difference. Rabosai, this is an important Rashi. We'll come to the other parts later on. Any event, Rabosai, this is Rashi Shi. So now we come to a fascinating analysis. Yes.
What's the difference between Rashi's two interpretations of the Masasik for Shabbos and...
Rashi doesn't make a big deal about Shabbos and other Yisur. It's Tosfos makes that big deal. Right? He doesn't have it. I want to show you something very interesting, Rabbi Otzai. I wanted to show it to you, but I can't show you. Maybe it's worth taking a picture. You have a good ability? It's a stipula. It's a Kehilas Yaakov. Famous stipula. Everyone's famous for his son is now crying. It's a crying father. If you can get me these two pages and put them on the board, why not? Sadi Hey and Sadi Vav and Sadi Man Shabbos. It all starts while he's doing it. Can I,
yeah.
I can do it while you're doing this? I can go back to Bar Ilan?
Yeah.
Let's press E.
Yeah.
Once we want to waste any time, a shout out of Akiva Eger. Interesting questions about the Rebbe Akiva Eger. Famous Shuvas, Simon Ches, in his first volume of Shuvas. It's famous for a number of reasons. It's a case example. He gives over here an example. Someone has a rock in his lap. On Shabbos, Malachas Machshavas Asr Torah. See a potter. The question he quotes Tosfos that we spent about, as we saw in Shavuos yesterday. The Skaven Lachtok Tolush. Are you ready?
Yes, man.
Are you all ready?
Yeah.
All right. So maybe we should. I want you first. We'll come back to this later. Because he spent time making copies, I should at least give him the cover to read from the copy. The Akiva Eger will still be able to get back. Let's hope. It won't go away. He quotes the Akiva Eger in this very piece. Okay. It's again, those will come later on. It's in the Stipula, Kilos Yaakov, Mesef Shabbos, Simon Lamadal, entitled appropriately, Be'inin Mis'asek. It's a very fundamental piece. I think I haven't seen as good a piece on this topic at all, in this particular topic. It begins what we spoke about yesterday, Machlokos Abayin Rava. If you wanted the Chalachos Atolosh Chodosh Samachuba, is it Mesasik or not? The Tosis explains, and the Shabbos Ayyabes is on the Maramakomas. The Skavin Laosa Chaticha Shaosikba, Elashir Sabah Shu Tolosh, Hu Chaticha De Hateri, he thinks it's Hetigama. It turns out, no, he made a terrible mistake. It's Mechubar. According to Rava, that's a Misasek. What kind of Misasek? He calls it over here. Misasek, the Kola Torah Kula, the Alfina Lamikra, the Bah, Prat the Misasek, based on Misak the Krisis. That's one thing. What Shmuel's in? Pot the Ritam Eidem and Lechas Machsheves, Mairi, Shinescab and Lachatichas Isser, and Shinescab for Lachatichas. This was yesterday's shiur. We spent a lot of time on this Tosfos. We saw it yesterday, Tosfos in Masechet Shavuos, Daf Yutes Siman Aleph. And Tosfos is exactly the same thing on Shabbos, Ayin Beis, and Beis, which I used to see the top Tosfos. Now I quote Shavuos of Bekiveg. But I thought you'd get there ahead of me. It's spinning again.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's spin a little bit longer. I'll read it from the same while it's spinning. But with Shuras of Bekiveges and Menches Hiksha, the Kema, the Niskavi, and the Osa Chaticha, and the Shiasova Shihete, Nibsa Shurisa, Havim is Asek, the Pot of Bechol HaTorah Kula, Ken heichim hashkachas l'korban b'tumas mikdash v'kadasho v'helei mikdash v'elem kodesh. In other words, you are tamei, and you go into the base of mikdash. Why? Because you didn't realize it was a base of mikdash. What's a misasek? It's a misasek. Should be potter. Because you think it's chaticha d'anteri. You think it's a different house. You don't realize it's made. How can I make this mistake? I don't know. But that's the case. Oh, here. Nope. You already have it here. You even get here. It's a zach. That's his kash. He gives a teretz, an amazing teretz, which is lishitoso, we'll see, that it's only a p'tur from korban chatos, kavua, but not chatos of korban ola v'yori, those who pay attention to the parsha Shavua these days. Oh, thank you so much. I just repeat what I just read to you about Per. Kiveges is kasha. Kevin is gamos, I tricha, elashir sabar shiv heter. The part of the Torah kula, how can I have a case of carbon? By Tumas Mikdash v'Kadoshav, Hell and Mikdash. You don't know it's basically you don't know it's Kodesh. Misasei the potter, came the Sava Shukatira that era. He has a Kiddush Nifla. Misasei is only a Pturu Chatas Kavua, but not a carbon all over yard. Those who know a little bit that most Averis, everybody's the same old Chatas, a Behema, no distinctions. Certain limited carbonis. Averis, such as Tumas Mikdash, if you're rich, you bring a behema. If you're poor, you bring a bird. In some cases, I'm going to tell you, pratnas, you actually bring, get away with some flour. That's dali dalas. I'm not going to all those problems right now. Fine. Minchas Baruch is against him before Shigavar. Horios, and the first parak. Nasi, maybe, is here with Tumas Mikdash for Kadosha. Had a Chadas Kavua. A Nasi, no matter what, brings a Chadas Kavua. It can't be a dalas. So why should you put the Mishim Misasim? That's Kasha number one. Kash number two is a little bit more complicated. It's fascinating. This you can find in Tosaf Kivegi. Tosaf holds the Kasava Shukatikas Heta Venimsa Iser, it's Mesazah to call the Torah Kula. That's what Tosaf says. Creases your testament base. We saw this more yesterday on the screen. Shmuel says, Poter Mesazah to Shabbos. Sheneskava the Iser Ella the Schafa Chatikas, Melechas Mach Sheves. Vamai, what's the case? Anachle Tinokas hold Makaka Bechabur Achayim, Mishaz Gamichayim. Pirish. Came the Makaka Gam came, no Avim Lepas Mach Shevas. Hafi Lahaki Chayim Vim Rachman Abdi Lechovel, Ben Bila, Snap it around. Chayim Nabi Mishaz Gam Abdi Lechabim Lepas Mach Shevas. Fine. Says Rabbi Kivega, wait a minute. But the two Dim of Mishaz we said is a Shabbos Nikadin and a Kol to Erkul Nikadin. Understand very well, the Shabbos Nikadin does not apply to Chavallah because it's the same as Makaka Blachas Mach Shevas. That's nice. What do you do with the call of Torah Kula? Rebbeinish, what a kasha. Oh, what a barbish of kasha. If he did Tinokos, he did Shneignon in Misasik. The Misach Niskavin, the Zer Bolo Zer, having Misasik the Shabbos. Okay, that would not apply. But, Umishad Niskavin at Tera, which is Machshafto, Shezel, as Mada Bishabbos at Teru, Upaga Beisir, having besides the Kol HaTorah. Im kei mai mishani o mekalkal chaya v'chulei. Ze maspik rak shalo liftor mitav besides the Shabbos. Shu mitav lechaz mach Shabbos. Aval akati liftor mitav besides the Kol HaTorah kula. Potter hechad mechav and hechad and say, what a great bomb shal kash. What's my answer? Since mekalkal is chaya, besides is also chaya. That's all the besides of Shabbos. Lechaz mach Shabbos. Not the Mesazik of Kol HaTorah Kula. Gave a brilliant answer. What's the answer? Tirit, the Mila B'Shabbos L'choshim Melechas Heter. Shem the Shabbos Eina Ela Dchuya. Al-Kupon HaMelechu. Ooh. That's a famous fight. Is Mila B'Shabbos Dchuya or Hutro? We spoke last year about Riches, about Pikuch Nefesh and all these things. Hutro or Dchuya. That's a step. It's fine. So, teretz is good, but not everyone agrees to this teretz. What else can do with this teretz? With this kasha. Another kasha, the same of Minchas Baruch. Psalm Ayin Beis, we're still in Chodesh Nisan, they're both saying. Shochet Erev Pesach Shechol B'Shabbos. What is Shech? It's supposed to Shech the Korb Pesach. No, Shaz Lochem, the Shem Pesach. He mixed up. He's a place Shlomin, and he Shechs on the Shem Pesach. He thinks since it's a Pesach, the place he's come back. The Lo Mifter, L-O-Y, Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah. Quote the one opinion in Tanoim, we mentioned some briefly yesterday, and to increase your test, Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah is part of the Mikorban. V'amai Lo Yifter Mitam Esaseg. Shuri Sova Shu Heter. He thinks it's happened, it's Korban Pesach. He gives the terrors which he gives, which I'm not going to go into now. He doesn't like it. Let's get to the next page.
Just put on the red.
Yes?
Yeah.
This place here?
Yeah, it's the
right one.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. The kids, I'm skipping this paragraph for the moment. But Nira Leib is there. I hold this as Emes Lamita. Cycle Emes the Toros Emes. Tagede Hukach. To call Dovar Sha'odam Osem Machmas Tos Yidia. He's missing a fact. Choshev Shoge. Not Mesas. The Shoge. Bechol Sha'osem Machmas Tos Re'ia. His eyes fail him. Or Tfiyas Ayin. Or his judgment. Not that he forgot something. He's missing a piece of information. His eyes fail him, or he sees something wrong, and he gets it. Zen Neksha Mesasik. Here's a fascinating example from left field. Reuven owes me money. I asked Shimon for money. What am I doing? Im Eino Hit Oso, if my eye, tricked me. Bisavra should goof zehu shohu Reuven. Zel misasek. Sh'en yodea imi yesho esek. I think I'm dealing with Reuven, really, with Shimon. Avag sh'odea shezeho Shimon. Rak zichrono hit eyu bisavra sh'shimonu hiachayim lo. That's a shogay. Yodea imi yehu osuk. Isn't that a great example from left field? Beautiful. Don't do it in our case. That's why you have us home now. Same Reuven and Shimon. Humal Shimon. Yesh chilek b'davar abosai. B'ma hoya tevuso. She'im yodea umakiru. Shezehu Shimon. Hello, she'er sovur. Shezehu shezmano b'shabes. Ein ze misasek. Hello, shogei. He knows his baby is Shimon. Now, but we don't get baby names until the bris. That's a problem. But the old days, they gave the baby a name at birth. He's called Shimon, he's called Reuven. I'm just kidding. I'm alluding to you. I'm not going to prod right now. Just make it easy. He's giving names, right? So, good. So it's Reuven and Shimon. We'll A and B otherwise with no names. Fine. So again, it's Chazer again. That's Chazer again. He knows this is Shimon. He made a mistake. He thinks Shimon is the baby had the bris on Shabbos. That's a shogeg. But no, he thinks this is Reuven. They look the same, all babies look the same. Zel mis asin the kol haTorah. The cave in Armina b'mastis in Perek of Lezer. V'shochach u'moles shalach ha-shabbos b'shabbos. Mashma shay ha-shikcho. V'choshim shezel shizmano b'shabbos. Aval lohoya tos b'akoros ha-tinokos. Against Rashi. Rashi nishalfo ha-tinokos. Tos against Rashi. Rashi is a shitaso. We just saw the Rashi before. We read the whole Mahalach of Tosis. Fine. Jim Kane, Ein kan misasin the kol haTorah kula. Meiridik. It's not a misasin of kol haTorah kula. Why? Because he forgot. Forgetting is a shogeg. Mixing up. Your eye fooled you. You put your hand in the wrong place. That's called misasin of kol haTorah kula. It happened to me yesterday twice on this screen over here. That's why it's so important that it happened twice to me. That's Mr. Asik of Kol Toraku. My hand slipped. That's all. Mixed up a letter with another letter.
What's the difference between being mixed up and forgetting? Is it forgetting?
The difference, if you forget, you lack knowledge. Lacking knowledge is classical shogeg. If your hand slips, you mix up two pieces, you don't lack knowledge, it's mixed up. V'yim tomar im kein, gam esasik del Shabbos en kan? No. 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 We say no. Yesh lomar esasik del Shabbos yesh kan. Why? Kevin shebechamel lemaisa tikun shal mitzvahs mila v'lo osa mashin eskaven hava lechisar b'melechas machshaves. Lo dami l'chol malacha shatikun v'atoelas shemechamel lo hisiga v'asiyoso. Chorash or Kotzer, Harry Nasa Masheratel Asis, Rakshu Chotel. Al Bemol of Nez Mano, Harry Lotikin Masheratel Atake! Even the Briss is too early. Kochi Agav Nachshim Asas, the Shabbos, Ain't the Velechas Machshavis. La Tosa Hagedu Kach. The Kol Hechosh Lo Osa Masheratel Asos, Harry Chistorim Nachs Machshavis. The Schach Lach Tachzeh, Chot Tachzeh, not Machshavis, even though they're both, he knew they're both attached to the ground. For the same reason, the Skavan Asas Tikin Bepul Azu below Tikin, Havid Abi Chisod and Lechaz Mach Shabbos, Shemach Chashvin and Lahan Tinokos, Begenim is Asik the Shabbos, but not Mesasik the Kol HaTorah Kula, murdered. Now Shabbat Shabbos Vochim, what happened? Rashi explains, Shachach again, he saw Vashazeh Shekdishul Hashem Pan, he forgot. V'im Kain, En Kantos Vahakkara, the Eino, that his eyesight fails him. Elotos b'zichronos, memory fails him. Chiyah gav no lam esasikul klal, the shogay. Avol ilu yaderech moshul hiknish et ha-godol v'shochat ha-kotin. Adei shetov v'sov v'shu shezeh ha-godol. Dach b'sadam toro gula. His eyes tricked him. Oh, come to the Mikdash question. What's the Mikdash question? Ilu hiker. This is amazing. This sounds like wild stuff. Look at this. Ilu hiki vespeis ha-mikdash. Vespeis ha-knesset shalom. What's that shul? Young Israel of Riverdale. So that's my shul. Okay? I know what's the best. I know Young Israel of Riverdale. Valpitos betzvias eina din belo ala beis ha-mikdash shizel beis ha-knesset. Come to me for Shabbaton. You see my shul, forget about it. Mainly if you go to, maybe Young Israel of Woodmere. That maybe makes that mix up that with the base of English. Maybe I could hear it. I don't know.
Bells in Israel.
Bells, yeah. Oh. But there's the river that I don't know. Whatever. Okay. Then, her national misase. Avozer, Rocha Kramitzias. Come on. You walk into it, you think it's your shoe? There ain't bone and bias to connect the base of English. That's the only thing. Whatever it is. It's unlikely to make such a mistake. The one is a mistake. And I told Sayaka. Sheshia biatzo, shezeo beis haknesses. I think it's a shoe. I'm not sure which shoe. It looks like a nice shoe to me, the beis haknesses. O shemi bli meisim v'iyun. O shlo mishim shlo hike beis haknesses v'yolam. Uch shenichos v'binyan zeh, yodea shezeh v'binyan shemichav v'lo. He knows. He's not making a mistake where he's walking in. A guy can make a mistake where he's walking into. There could be two shoes with two doors next to each other. You walk into the wrong place. That's even sassy. What I do over here? I wanted a fast shul, it's a slow shul. Oy, did I goof? It cost me an extra hour. I walked through the wrong door, I mixed up the doors. That's Masasa. No, I know exactly where I'm going. Right? I know exactly where I'm going. Just that I forgot. I don't know what this is. La Misasiku. Hello Shoge, Yechayev Carbon. That's the more normal case. I think, as we discussed before Yantif, just that, oh, come on. This is not the base of Mikdash yet. This is the northern part of the Harabayas with the archaeological diggings and tup. Comes that he's all wrong. It was Chayim Koris. Chayim Korban. I have a Rabbi X and it's put to go there. Rabbi X is wrong. Sorry, Charlie. We got Korban. He didn't mix up. He just had. He didn't know. Or he forgot, as the case may be. That's a show game. I was asking the chalom of Arias Chayim Shekei Nene. If you saw that come out yesterday, Tosis calls a little bit too. Uvelo I taima having misasik. Woo. But if not for the idea of Shekei Nene, we'd be put the mishum misasik. Why? Hayne begavna she amakir mitchila es hashuman shushuman vachelim shuchelim. He knows this is shuman, this is chelim. Vachakach tov hakaroso. He mixed it up. We saw Rashi. In other words, he His hand went to the wrong one. Hand went to the wrong one. Oh, inami afilu lo hikira me'olam. Let's read a few more lines. Ben shnei biyachad. Al shnei yeshidia shechot echemen, etc., etc. In any event, Rabosai, guess what? He quotes his son. Shuv erinim b'ni ma'arach shlita. Chaim. We had one son. You know it is. You know it's ma'arach. You tell me, in all the Kilos Yaakov, how many times he quotes his son Reb Chaim?
One.
I don't know. I never saw before. Of course, it's son b'ni ma'arach shlita. Shekazos mevua b'shitim v'kumbetis krisis. Bashmatos without chav beis and mid beis, os chav gimel. Did we get that on that barrel line? Does the barrel line have the back? I don't even know that. In other words, unfortunately, the sheet of kubetis increases, the barrel doesn't fit in the side. In other words, not sure. Even in a small car, which I have here. Not a Ksumas. She says a separate stage. Increases, it's found on the side. I don't know why. I didn't print Shaz Babli. On the side of the Gemara, increases. See, Sheet of Mekubetzis. On the side. But it can't all fit in the page. In the back, Hashmatas. I wonder if this small Shaz has it. Yes! It has it. Okay. How much can you magnify something like this?
Much,
as big as much?
Yeah.
Okay. But let's talk.
Maybe
I'm
Bar-Ilan.
Yeah? Okay. Let's try.
I'll do this one.
No. Well, let's first try Bar-Ilan. It's not there. We'll go back to this magnification. Take a look. This is Bar-Ilan, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Keep going. Kibbeh is still waiting for us in the wings. We haven't forgotten you.
Yeah.
Okay? That's not that you see the Gemara Krisis.
No, I don't think I have it.
You don't think?
I mean, I'm looking at it right now. I don't see it.
Let's take a look. Talmud Bavli. Krisis, your both side.
Maybe it's just printed with the... It's not separated.
We'll take a look.
Check to see if it might not be separated.
This is really small. It's this piece over here. It starts over here, Os Chav Gimel, till this. This is. We're going to see how much this can really magnify and still come out, you know, with a true read. It's going to be a test of our high tech shear system. See how high tech he really is. Find out in a minute.
I'm still not sure I understand the difference that the stipler's making between forgetting something and being, like, mistaken.
Forgetting means my mind forgot halacha. My mind forgot which baby
is the right one. But what's the difference between, if I forget, I still think, like, the one I'm taking, presumably you think that's the right one, no? Or you just
Of course.
Guess
but,
even, like...
No, but there's no mistaken identity. Besides the mistaken identity, I want to go through this door, I go through that door. I want this baby, this
if
piece of fat.
If Reuven is 7 days and Shimon is 8 days, the difference is that when you forget, you just switch them in your mind.
Right, in your mind, in your mind.
But
like I gave the example of someone owes me money, and I forgot who I lent the money to.
Right.
But if I just picked up the two people, that's
Reuven lends you money and Shimon lends you money, and you think that Shimon lent you, Reuven lent you, Reuven lent you, Shimon lent you. Opposed to just confusing
the two. I want to get out of a more complicated case. Let's just take a look and see how we're doing over here. Oh, it's there. We'll see if we can get it. See if it's going to be legible. It's so small over here. Whoa. Let's try.
It's going to be hard. The resolution is
going to
be really bad.
Hold on. I'm going to go for it. If Chaim's at the look, I'm going to go to Chaim. Those who are sitting in the back, if you want to come up, move a little front. I can make it bigger?
Yeah, I'm going to have
Oh yeah? That's plus?
Yeah. Oops.
Okay. I have to move to the side a little bit. If I have it so good over here. Let's see. Let's help him. It made it too big. nothing in between?
There is.
Well, let's try to read this way. I think if you, I mean, Yaakov, you're able to read this, Bedocha? Yaakov, you move a little bit closer, now a little bit closer, you'll be able to read it. It's not that illegible. I use that expression. Okay. What happened over here? Since the times of the look increases, Chav Beis of a Beis Os Chav Gimel. Oh, what would that be? Chav Beis of a Beis Os Chav Gimel. I might say it's not here. I'm sure it is here, but I have no problem reading it. I have no problem finding exactly what. I don't see it in the words. Again, Chaim saw it in the words. I don't see it. Let's go back. Okay, Rabbi Osai, back to where we were. Rabbi Osai, there's a famous din. I want to analyze it a little bit. Again, based on the stipula. But I'm not going to ask you to. But let's just talk about it a little bit about that. So yesterday, a famous Gemara that says, "Misasik bechalov and barayas chayev, shekei nene." What does that mean? So the stipler writes. Let me just get this off the screen. The stipler writes in the very next piece, Simulam and Hay, quotes some earlier sources. It's like this. Listen carefully, Abosai. It's very important to understand this. He's like this. Chalovim and Arayas, the Easter is the Hano. And the Torah considers Hano to be the equivalent of a Maisa. What's his proof? We spoke about this when we learned the Sugya of Yehorah Goyava, if you remember. V'nichrasu anafashos ha'osos, that a woman is chayv kores. You know, she didn't do anything. She was passive. Act of Bialim could have passed, didn't move, and she's still going to be chai because she has Hano, and therefore Hano is an effect Kemaisa. So therefore we're saying like this, Rabbi Osai. Normally, Rabbi Osai, normally, listen very carefully. Misasek means I don't know what I'm doing. It's not called a Maisa, my Maisa at all. So Shari Surei Torah, Potter. But when it comes to Chalavim and Arayas, I'm Chayav. You know why? Granted that Misasek makes me into someone who didn't do anything. I'm no less than the woman who did nothing in the Maisabia, and it's Chayav anyway. What a chap. That's a very interesting idea. This idea, however, claims the stipulus, this is the next sentence, Simulam and Hay, runs counter to a Tosfos. What's Tosfos? Show the Tosfos.
Isn't this whole idea going counter to Tosfos anyway?
This idea that the definition of Misasek
seems to be based on Rashi.
Oh, okay.
It's not like he does have something to back him up, but I'm saying he's going against Tosfos.
We'll go slow. Let's take a look. Let's see. Tosa says in Masechta Sanhedrin, I'll get back here. Says the Samach Beis and Beis, Tosfos like this. Even by Shabbos, you can be chayev by Misasek if you nene mehamalach. Says the type like this. If the pshat is that the Isser is the Hanah, then that applies by Chalav and Varayas. But the Torah considers Hanos Issa the equivalent of a Maisa. But Shabbos, come on. The Shabbos is Issa Malacha. Just happens to be a Mikra. You have a Hanos as a result of that. So if it's considered, if it's not your Maisa, it's sort of quote unquote happened by itself, how is it going to help that with respect to Shabbos, that the Hanos is considered to be a Maisa? Doesn't help. You want to have a second shot, does this type of. No. This Asik is always considered to be a Maisa. It's lacking Kavana. And then we're going to get Kavana in the Skav and the Sasik, which says that we saw in the Shia before, Torah said the Bayan Hay. The Torah is not making Chayim for a Maisa without Kavana. But if Nene, you have actual physical Hano, I'm quoting here. Nechshav hagosha sahano begufo ki kavana. What does kavana mean? Hishtatfus hanefesh b'maisa haguf. And hagosha sahano hi b'nefesh hachiyunis v'nechshavus ki kavana. This is semi-philosophical. If a person has had physical pleasure, it's considered to be kavana. How do you like that? That's what the disciple suggests another pshat. The first pshat is Hanos Kamaisa. Chasaron Misasik is not a Maisa. The second pshat is no. The Chasaron is a Chasaron Kavana. If you have Hanos, the body is having Hanos, consider to be Kavana. Those are his two interpretations that he has. And he gives an Aftamina, fascinating Aftamina. Rav Osai, this is a little bit famous. Yeah, the question was a question.
Yeah. Is that assuming that with women in Bia, that they would have to have Hanah in order to?
Yeah. That question also.
But the so if they're passive though, is it possible for when, in order for her to be passive, she can't have Hanah? No.
The assumption is that the woman has Hanah in Bia as a man has Hanah in Bia. That's how Kodesh Baruch created the world. Hashem knew exactly what he's doing. Both parties have enough for the beer. The man is active, the woman is passive. So and it's called the first shows ha-osos. Man and woman, but the woman doesn't know anything. There it is, I know it's considered like a mess.
Passive.
Again, the woman is passive. Let's assume in a typical beer, the woman is passive. But since she has Hanah, it's considered as if she's in the first shows ha-osos. One could ask the question, it's a legitimate question. What would be a case of a woman who has no Hanah? Zero. She has no Hanah for whatever reason. She has no Hanah. Would she be chayav? That's your question.
Yeah.
Good question. I think about it. Okay. Let's have Osai return to what I want to talk about in terms of the next seventh cycle, in Shabbos. There's an amazing Ran. It's famous. He's come out of Pesach. There's a whole discussion.
What was the Nafkamina? I don't think we actually said the Nafkamina. Up to Tub Shabbat.
Oh, he gives a Nafkamina. Nafkamina will be as follows. I'm coming to it right now. The Gemara is in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Kfa'u Parsiyim v'ochal Matzah Yotza. The Ran that quotes the Ra'ah. That's if you know that it's Pesach, you know that it's Matzah, you don't want to do the mitzvah. Now the Goyim, you know, they're God's policemen, and they insist that you eat Matzah. Can you imagine this? They have some belief, if you bring do the matzah bring, they will bring the Messiah. I don't know what. But then the guy was sitting there with their guns, eat matzah or else. Yotze. But, says the round name of the Ra'ah, if you think it's not Pesach, if you think it's eating meat, lo yotze. Lo yotze. Wait a second. So what do you see? With respect to mitzvahs, even the man the Yama holds mitzvahs ain't shichas kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. But misasek is lo yotze. He thinks it's shavuos. He doesn't know it's Pesach. He thinks it's meat, not matzah. Afal pisha nene. He wants to know why it's the nisurim. When it comes to nisurim, nene is chayav by misasek. One of my mitzvahs. But the stipler like this. According to the second pshat that he has, whenever there's anor, it's considered kavana, should apply to mitzvahs too. Mitzvahs ain't shirus kavana, he says. What is kavana ha-maisa? Should be a misasek. Yeah. But according to the first pshat, that a misasek has happened by itself. When you have ano, the Torah considers ano to be a ma'aser in the nechus and the fasha. So also, even the woman in Shachayev has to be said, no, that's only by Isurim. Yachayev chak is shokul kavana. When it's over, she a ma'aser. Of the mitzvah, the boy, kavana, in a positive sense, lo chashiv neneke kavana. He wants to say that Afkamina will be in mitzvahs. He needs two pshat. Then he says at the end, quotes another Ran. The Ran has a kasha on the Rambam. Why is it that the Rambam holds mitzvahs, he claims, mitzvahs shiras kavana, but Afal Pikan, if the goy takes a gun and makes a sweet matzah, you'd be chayav. You know what he answers? Shekei nene. Now does the Ran say that? He quotes at the others may say the same thing. Sarachi and Gonel, he says, whether you say misasek is considered to be a normally nasim emela, never know it's considered to be your mice, or whether you say that misasek lacks kavana and that's considered to be kavana, what does that have to do with mitzvahs kibbutz kavana? The first round goes to the man of mitzvahs ain't shichas kavana. You go mitzvahs shichas kavana, Rabbi Osai. How in heaven's name will Nene create a kavana sa mitzvah? There's still a kavana lotzeks. How's it going to work? He's a dochak teretz, he says. You must say, quote to the Ran. Yisod inyan kavana lotzeks to shem mitzvah. Should the Balavach otherwise have a like him is asek the gabe kiyum a mitzvah? Kevin Shanasis, Derek Agav, the Kabona Cheres, we may have a kiyum a mitzvah. Klolu, the Bechom is asek, the Hechel, the Enem, all in the Masov, Ava Pishum is asek. Doesn't understand it too well, Tzorachim. I think he's saying the truth. According to the Ran, the Chesaron of if your mitzvah is tzrichas kavana, because otherwise you call them misasek. That's the only chesaron. I mean, it's a low bar for tzrichas kavana. All you have to do is go out of the category of misasek and bingo, you're in the category of tzrichas kavana. So when it comes to chalom v'arayis, you automatically in the category of you have the kavana and tzrichas. That's what he says at the very end of Simon Lamanay. Adkan. The Narabosai, we go back again. This Yisod, Rashi says in that same daf from Masechet Rosh Hashanah, that if mitzvah shichas kavana, without kavana, you're a misasek. So it off on a Rashi. I don't know if we're back in business again. Just do a spin. Yes. I'm going to give it a spin, I meant literally, spinning. Oh, look at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi over here, Abbasai. Shafu parsiin, af al gav shalom eskav en lotes yidei chobas mato, belavishu shal pesach yotza. Mao de teimo, ochol matam rachmona balka ochil, v'nere bachilosel, hilkoch lam esasiku, shrei af nechiyav chadas, amin ekvis yutesim. Hamasatz bechalova rise chayv shekain nemi. It's klar, klar. But poshav we go on the matnomar mitzvah strichas kavana, right? Afal pikein ha'achal. There's no din of misasek. It's off in a Rashi. Okay, there. Okay, Rabbi. At kanto far. Now we're gonna go to Rabbi Kiveger, where we started, and see what he has to say. What happened over here? He goes through the Tosfos. If Ken Hocha, the Eben Becheko, Lo Yodam, he said, the Choshev Deino Osa Klam Alocha, Lo Tayyad Melech Tzmach Shevis, Potur, Lo Gora Mikas Sama Shutala Shnitzah Mechuber, we call Mesazit the Kol HaTorah Kula. Okay? You don't need Melech Tzmach Shevis. This is Bo. Bo. Nearly double chodesh. The madam and matina mashachot of a prat the misasek. Lo, the misasek lo nasas avera klal. Doesn't mean that. I'm giving an advance. I'm not happy with this. I want to say it's not avera at all. I like Jews. I want to say misasek is not avera at all. So that's not true. Of the mikre avera b'shogeg, the ashogeg kihai, the matina me'ashechot the bo the potter mikorban, avo mikorban go mikre shigeg as isin, avo madim me matina me tamalechus machsheves as the Torah, heicha the lech the malechus machsheves, ein the b'klal malacha lo nasa so avera klal. He's talking on the level of doraisa, on the level of doraisa. Rabbi Osai Rikiveger is saying, but it lacks the malechus machsheves, it's not an avera. If it lacks in boom, it is an Avera, just as no onish. Kiddush Nifla Venera Adbao. Nifla Venera. Nifla Venera. That's going to kill the Rabbi Minet. But recently, Adidi Balchavas Das, Mestifa Makor Chayim. Hiksha. Below Yoda Shechomets Bebeso. Again, post Pesach here, right? Amai noktu aposkim davishigigas avera hohu misasek the loyada klal the chametz bebeiso. What's the big deal? You don't know about it. V'nidchak lechalek ben avera sheyesh b'maisa lein b'maisa. What he calls a docher, I think it's the truth. I'm going to see this man. I'm saying chavetz das or we call Mekor Chayim. He says, I love the Mekor Chayim. He says that is Mekor Chayim one of our on the the first Shulchan Aruch, look for Mekor Chayim. You may be there. No.
Huh?
No? I think. You know, under the first Shulchan Aruch. So it'd be. It's not. Okay.
Yeah.
It is there. Well, let's try to find it. Okay, we'll come back here, okay? Yeah. We'll come back here. It's there. We'll come back here. That's so good, but okay. Once we find it, we find it. Mekor Chayim. Are you in? It's Pesach. He said it's tough lamed. I'm not sure it's tough lamed out, but I'm not sure which one it really is. Try this first. This is a show game. It's not an assassin. I pressed it on purpose. It's wrong. I thought for me it was wrong. He said it's tough lamed, sir. It's tough lamed out. Okay. That was a shogeg, not a misasek, which just happened. It's important to know I make two kinds of mistakes on my screen. Oh. Here we go. Look what he says. Hey, the mechayim al achila. Lo mikri shogu rak misasek. So that's chalom varayas. Shkei nene. Shari surim shen al nene potem misasek. Mikol shkei shen al miskav al klal de mutter. I feel the bev shalom mechayim al tzuch chavrei. Kami chomets. Kevin shen al nene. Look at mechayim al my osur. He doesn't know it's there. Nire. The dafka bedover shasra torah lasas maise. For Zarmina, the law also told us as a mice rak bakavana. For Dovish and Miskavin Mutter. He's talking about Masasik, remember. Avok Shostra, Torah, Dovish, Ainbo, Mice, and Hokha, Shostra, Torah, Shalyanab, Yechavis, Bebeza, for the Shem Miskavin, Osir. So he's Masasik. He calls the name Miskavin. Of course, the Korchayim, the Sheep, Torso! Because the Masasik is not a mice Avera at all, and Dovish and Miskavin is not a mice Avera at all. So he puts them the two together. We'll see the distinction going forward. Not an aveira at all. Why? Because you didn't do a maisa. By your own, by your mother, you never do a maisa. Who cares if it's not maisa? It's usher anyway. That's not a docha. That's a gaval de gitaris. Kiveya calls him yididi, and he calls it a docha. We like. I think we prefer this sheet. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Chana talks about this as well. Sachin. Very end. Next to the list, if I'm not mistaken. And he ties it into the mitzvah issue, which we spoke about a few minutes ago. What's the lumbus of Masasek? Basogos arrived at Balamor Shulip Sochem Chosa, Mishani Mitzis Achila, Mishani Mitzis Shichos Kavan Mishim Denene, Amina Mistad Bechalom Arash Kenen, that's what we call the Ran, to arrive at also. Ubi Zenire, the Misasik Bechola Yisur and Mutter, why? Mutter! Lord of Bekir Eger, the Simil Ches, then a lifter Bekorba, no! Why? The Bishlama, I Misasik Bechola Yisur and Shar Le Gamre, Ubechelim osim mitam de nene shayach lulmod mitzvus meisur shayach kivod de meisur mesasik ene yisur mikolakom bechelim osim mitam de nene hochenami mesasik bemitzvus mesasik ene mitzvah ubechila bemitzvah. Yes, it's a low bar to enter the kasha of the stipend. Okay, avol I mesasik ene walikzeres akos lifto mikorban v'yisuru. Eno Shaya Klal Lulmod Mizelin Mitzvah. I think Rabbi Chana is completely correct. I think it's completely correct. I like this sheet, there, Rabbi Osai. I like this sheet. I think it's a great sheet. Not only that, I made a little mistake in the Rambam. I asked to see a bunch of Rambams in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Shabbos. I think Hey, Vav, and Zayin. I stopped one short. Ches is also important. This is also important. You saw Hey yesterday with the Mishnah Lamelech, if you recall. Ches. Kol miskaven lasos melecha v'nasos lo melecha acheres shlo miskaven lo poter olev v'shlo nasos machshavto. Now what does poter usually mean in Rambam? What does that mean? In Hilchos Shabbos. Kol mokom shenemar shosavet potter, potter min hakoreis, min haskilu, min hakorban, avol osa lasas, osa dovet b'shabbos, yisur min divrei sofim. Hachokom min hamalocha. Okay, that's the halacha gimel, giving a klal. Halacha ches, what does it say? It says potter. Gives an example. Zorak eben o chetz b'chaveiro, b'behem ha'gadil ha'argan, v'holach v'okar ilan v'ali chaso. V'lo horag, ha'reiz a potter. Kalachomer, miskaven liyisur kal, v'nasi yisuchomer. V'niskaven lizuk v'karmelis v'ovra ha'evan l'shus ha'rabim. Shu potter, v'kol kayotzei b'zeh. Potter. Miskaven lasas dover ha'mutter, V'yosa davar acha go niskam lachas atol shetachas v'chuber. Ein o chayev klum. V'chein kol kayotze b'zeh. Lechem Mishnah is a long discussion over here. What does ein o chayev klum mean? Because it's mutter. I mean, mutter. It happened already. It's past tense. It suggests that maybe consider me in the category of mutter. That's made a chavim. It's mutter. He doesn't need a kapara. He doesn't need a kapara of Osai. There's a Rambam of Osai, which is very interesting. It looks like Yisur Ebiya. Amazing Rambam. We know Miss Asik Ba'arayas Potter Shekhen, that means you put them in Korban, right? Don't need a kapara, but that's the Pasha, you put them in Korban. The Ptur put them in Korban. Did you do something wrong? Well, by Arayas, it's terrible what you did. But by Shari Surim, not. So we have to understand the contrast between Arayas and Shari Surim. Let's understand what it means. Rabbi, so what does Arayas mean? Chive Koris. He spoke this remember the very beginning he spoke about this. Chive Koris is called Arayas, as opposed to Chive Lavin. Right? Habol, Achas, we call Arayas, Hamurus, Petorah, Bemezim, Chive Koris. Definition of Arayas. Okay? Fine. Here's a list of what the Arayas are. Then, in Alocha Yebeis, he writes as follows. Habol Erva Men Arayas, Kemis Asek, Afa Pishen Kavanos Lekach Chayev, the famous Gemara. Asad Arayas Chayev. Then he says, V'chein B'chayve Lavin U'vishnios. What? There's no carbon. There's no carbon. What do you mean? Yechayev. Chayev what? Chayev what? Shnius. He said the Rabbanan. Chayev what? Can't be chayev. What are you chayev? The Kesef Mishneh is his kasha. What are you chayev? What does it mean chayev? What are you chayev? We understand the word chayev usually means chayev korban. What does it mean over here? It's Chayv Elavin. Maybe it could be Malchus in certain cases. It was Asra and the whole story in Aden. But Shnius? What does it mean? The Chayv Elavin Shnius. Tol Sofer. How can it be? No, it's not a mistake. The Chayv Chayv Elavin Omar Alav Kidimi Shlo Yitzchubo. Sha'af Al Pishen Aloke. Haru Chayv LaShamayim. V'chein b'shniyus chayv l'shamayim af al pi shem anishin osu b'dei odom. Chayv l'shamayim, Rabosai. Chayv l'shamayim. What do you see? Only by shniyus and chayv l'avin are you chayv l'shamayim. But other Yisur and Torah, you would not be chayv l'shamayim. A riot to the Nesivis against Rabbi Kiva Eger. You're not chayav l'shamayim at all if you're misasi b'shari surim. Only here by chayav l'avin and shnius. Not my raya. Or Samech brings the raya in Perek Aleph. I can hear Samech here too. You hear Samech?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's always look at things inside. Why not? Where's Rambam? Gerishin. This is in Perek Aleph Nevus Gerishin. I want links. I don't want the Rambam. Let's see if this works. Or Sameach. Look at that. Our internet mind of the Rashi Pashi Vayikra gives time between each thing to think. That's why he's taking a little bit extra time today. So we who we argue with? Halacha Yizayin. Look what he says. It's like this. Some say, Shobek the Divrei Sofrim Lohavi Aver Klav. The Dovara Osim the Divrei Sofrim Eino Osim Be'etzem is going to come up again soon in the secret segregation. The Los Rakmilos Sosu Shalavicha Viagetcha Bekevon Shalohoya Mazit. Saying, you do what the Rabban and the Shogi, you didn't do anything wrong. The nature of the Avera is all sus. Don't rebel against it. I didn't know. I wouldn't rebel. I didn't know. I loyodati. So by a door, right? So is an Avera anyway. A Korban in some cases, even. But by the Rabban, I didn't rebel. It's a rebellion. I didn't rebel at all. Right from Bechor Taf Lamazai, Rabbi quotes it as Mechira. In Mochar Dvorah Masur Bachila Medivrei Torah Lechaver Avachol Ahui. Pachakach Nodolo. Mekach Toz. Umavzalo Adamim. Vein Amanakalo Mashanen Meisur. Give back all your money back. You had no Hano. In retrospect, you ate Chaz. It's terrible. Only by Doraisis. But the Rabbonans, he doesn't get the money back. So the Shach explains. You don't give it back at all. What's the reason? Kaiva the Ochel Bishogeg, Easter de Vesof, Mohave Sui Sura Klau, Havi Command, Ochel Atera the Gamri, Machenu Shabbat, Dama Mashinos, Avur Kidaloya Hetera, Kaiva Chosid in the Sivis, Mechoshin Mishwit Simon Reish Lamadalan, Shabir Kain. Does he agree or disagree? Ah, I think he disagrees. If you say, Mutalita, the Easter de Vesof, Machaber Bishogeg, Bloyava Alab, Lif Naiver. Yishtaka davar v'lo yomer. Wow. Why? Why yishtaka? Give it to Rabbanu b'shoge. He says, he didn't want any avera. He says, it can't be. Achesh l'chalek. We call by the tikkun Rabbanu and came to rise a tikkun. But it's not really true either. Look what he says. Look at the Rabbeinu. Look what Stuart Beer just saw. Habol erva min arayis kimisasek chai v'lav nishnias. What? There's no carbon. Says the Kesef Mishnah, quotes it verbatim. La Shamayim, Shniyas La Shamayim. So, already see the Cholget Shogeg Chayav La Shamayim. Btzara Kapara B'Shniyas Avir Yisim B'Divrei Sofrim. Even Shogeg B'Rabbanan does require a Kapara. I'll tell me, Arias is different. Why? Shekei Nene. No, Deva Achil is also Nene. That's not the reason. Against Rabbi Kivegas and Milches, who says Misasik Bishari Surim is Avera Batorah Kapora. No! But if you said Divra Abena Moram Hafoko, Tafka Barayas, Mishim Shenene, with the Chayav Lashamayim, Ha Misasik Bachayav Lav and Divra Sofim, the Lav Arayas, the Ovra Avera Klal, Umucha the Misasik, the Ovra Midi. Bishari Surah Nav Chalom Arayas, look for Tovi, Rabbo, Salak the Makor Chayav against Rabbi Kiva Eger. Keep this in mind, Rabbo, Salak. Wow. 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 Ah. He also says, and I don't know how to read it, frankly, Avol Dov Mukhrach Kamke, the Shogim in the very soul from Avi Aveh, Vatorah Kapara. Otherwise, what's Nenem and Misasek? Korban Shogim Chayav, we understand. But if all show with the very soul is not Avera at all, because he has that nose, it's considered amazing, that doesn't make sense. It's not like he's going against the deceivers. But the loveness of the deceivers is Gevaldik, and he himself says it here, and he tells it more of a parish in the Meshachot of Pashas Shofte, by the Sosa. We'll get to that a little bit later in the Tisha. Rabosai, this same idea is found, this Nakuda, that it's not an Avera at all. Is found in Shut Avnei Nezer. Shut Avnei Nezer. Hatufa. What? Excuse me, I must have pressed a button. I must have been a Misasik. Press a button. Every day I'm a Misasik. Just to show, to prove the point, I'm a Misasik every single day. I like that. Show me also, but also Misasik. Realizing something, they may not have it. It's a Haggah. Oh, here it is. Shoo! Is that green thing? Amazing. I don't know why it's separate, wherever that is. It goes away. More close? They want me to close, just let me out. Okay, now where's my, let me go back down there. Oh, come on, time is a waste. Go back to my green thing. Let's see if it works. How go? It's amazing. What did Rush say? Hamotzi kilayim bingo post afil b'shuk. Before Shem brachas yutes, the Rosh writes in Masechta Nida, that was called begadim siman vav. Hamotzi bebeged acher, not my beged, your beged. Lo yomalo at shegil lebeisa. I have to tell you, if I see it, I have to go naked in the street. What's the most lush member there? Ein chokma vein tfuna vein das neged Hashem. Finished. But you have it, just don't tell you. Right? What's the case of Tosis? Isha comes to Chachamim to get married. I know her husband's alive! I'm not ashamed about Tosis. I gotta scream out! You know, she doesn't know. So why have to scream out? Zokta Avnenez, no, it's Nicha. Kilayim is misaseku. Became the image required of Shabbo. Ein kan isa shal Torah. Became like the Nesivis. Mashen ke b'isha habol. Dino si balachai. The misasek barayis chav shakein nene. Meiridik. Ida Rambam. Says even if you find somebody else. Isaac Misasek. No. The Shitaso and Nichol Shgogis. The Skavin Lachta Kasatolo Shvechota Kasamachubor. Haile Bishlo Osa Machshafto Potem Mishamalechos Machshemes. As Rashi. The Skavin Lachta Tolo Shvechota Machubor Acher. Ah, well, if he Machshafto Heteru, Loyola Kluva Salakis is considered to be a Shogay. But the Rosh holds like Taisvis. I feel the Skavin Lachta Tolo Shvechota. It's Malechas Machshavas Potem Mishum Misasek. Even though it's Malechas Machshavas, says, boom! Therefore, you don't have to tell your friend. True, he says, here's a go back. But Tumas Adeshen, Lomad Mizel, Tumas Koin, Mashvadein Aptur Mishum Misasek. A Koin is in the house and there's a mace there. You don't have to tell him. He's supposed to walk out naked in the middle of the night. You don't have to tell him. Don't have to tell him to get dressed. Let's go out for a little walk. By the way, you can't go back in, there's a mace in the house. You don't have to make it to run out naked. We get it from the Rosh. No, but it's not correct. The Betumas Kohen, Lo Shayach Zeh Klal. Why? Look the Makor Chayim. Came in the Shoma Yisra, Afilu Ditma Me'elov. It's not a din of a Maisa. He's in the same place. He means what the Makor Chayim meant. Not a Dochak. Yes, what's the question?
You're saying if the Mace came in while the Kohen was in, or if the
Kohen Either way, it doesn't matter. Before we have another just 2 minutes, I want to share something else in the same Shuvah Sabbath. I just want to come back to it tomorrow, which is the following amazing question. Tosfos said, if it's a mistake, it might be considered to be a p'tur of Misasek, even though there was no mistaken identity. That's what Tosfos suggested. Mistaken identity That's malachas machshavas. Excuse me. The standard is ba prat the mesasek. Right. So the question becomes the following question. In a osam malacha b'shabbes v'kosav shul chol chayav lo choshem mesasek. Why are you not considered to be a mesasek? According to the stat, but he gets no kasha, no? Because he just forgot. He forgot. He knows. He just forgot. He forgot. Thinks today is Friday. That's not. He mixed up two things in his line of vision. It's your memory. Pasha, according to him, should no kasha. Look what he answers. Haina mishum the Shabbos also bo malocha. The shame or isu malocha. Lo malocha b'Shabbos. So I'm also amazing. The nature of the isu of malocha on Shabbos is malocha. It happens to be on Shabbos. Where's he being arrived from this? An amazing, unbelievable, this typical Avnei Nezer from left field. As the Ramban of Avodah Zarah says, Chometz l'olim choshev yisura bola. The difference is in terms of kasha with agola, kasha b'libun. So it's yisura bola, tera bola, more than the last time of Avodah Zarah. And according to the Ramban, Chometz yisura bola all year long. Why? Shemagia Pesach, Chometz asim. The shame is there, all year long, kodim lechem. Ain't shame with yisra Chometz, but Pesach, the shame is a lohoya kodim Pesach. V'akor ha-shem ha-yisrim ha-chomis levad. That's his motion. Ha-chanami. Shem ha-yisrim ha-locha levad. Zoreya, choresh, kotz, and that. V'akein avshli yoda, shu Shabbos, v'choshem v'sasek. Perhaps ha-chidish golem old. And the other thing would say, I thought according to the stagma, am I right? According to the stagma is a mistake in his memory. That's why it's not a v'sasek. You have to come on to this, and it seems to me. So it seems to me. Oh. So both sides, I'll give you an assignment for tomorrow to look if you have a chance. Rabbi Chon has another piece on this. Kovet Shurim Chelik Beis, Simon Chav Gimel. He's the only one I saw who talks explicitly about what's Dov Hashem and Miskaven, what's Misasek, the relationship between the two of them. And I think a lot of things there are very, very important. Very important. Especially what I told you before on my own, Bok Shem Kivanti. The Ein of Miskaven is going forward, Misasek is going backwards. The Lecha Mishnah didn't realize that. The Lecha Mishnah, that Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, Alchol Aches, is so bothered by the question. Why is the Rambam saying, Ein O Chayav Klum? It should be Potter Avaloser. No, I mean, Potter Avaloser means going forward, it's going backwards. Oh, I'll just give you a hint. So we'll look clean at it tomorrow in that piece. We'll start with that, remember, it's on the screen. Go for sure. And then we'll start with that. And we'll continue in our lengthy discussion of whether. We'll have to definitely define terms. Ein miskaven, misasek. Then we'll get to the mizul ein shul guf a little bit, and then after all that, we'll get to psik resha, which is the main topic of this whole sugya. Let's see how it is.